So, Coach, first off, how is Wendell doing?
We're going to evaluate him. He's going to get some imaging and see how he's doing. I think he's doing well.
What did you see on that play where he got hurt?
I looked up and I just heard him scream, and I just think it was just a turning his ankle. I think he just landed wrong.
I know you hope, obviously, he doesn't miss any time or much time, but how tough is it to see a player like him who's worked so hard to overcome his injuries kind of go down like that?
It's tough, you know, and at the end of the day, it's like this is who he's been and what he's been able to do for us is huge. So, again, we'll monitor it, we'll look at it, you know, once we travel into San Antonio, he'll get a look at it to see how everything's going.
What did you see overall from your team today?
Well, there was some good, some areas of improvement, things that we've talked about throughout training camp, which we're going to have to continue to improve on, and that is taking care of the basketball. You know, 23 turnovers for 26 points, the ability to protect our paint, you know, they had 42 points in the paint. I liked our ability in that second half to be able to share the ball, move the ball, got some good looks. This is one of those games, you go back and look at the film, you study it, where your areas of improvement are, what the big rocks that we need to move and keep hitting home on, and that these guys continue to understand.
Last year, you guys ranked number one in the league in free throw attempts. You got to the line a lot today. Is that just a staple of this team and how physical and aggressive they are?
That is a big time positive. To be able to get to the free throw line the way that we did, 35 free throws, and then be able to get a lot of open looks from three because of that, you know, that us getting downhill and attacking the basket. Now we've got to do a better job of locking them down. You know, 9 for 36 is pretty tough, but I think we can do a good job of just, again, continuing to get downhill, attacking the basket, playing the right way, finding the right open man.
As far as what you want to see improve the most going into next preseason game, is it just mainly the turnover issue and just continuing to clean up the passing and things of that nature?
Absolutely. I think that's been the echo call for, you know, from the beginning of training camp. We've got to do a better job of taking care of basketball. And that starts with our spacing. That starts with our communication. Guys knowing where to be on the floor and just making a simple play. The defense will always tell you what to do, so just being able to make the right read in that situation is very necessary.
And what did you see from that last shot by Trevor and Queen? It seemed like he got a pretty good look out there.
He got a good look. I think he had a couple of options on that. He could have turned the corner initially with Corey. I'd have to go back and look at it. He also had an opportunity to get the ball to Chet in the corner. But I think these are situations that it's going to be good for our guys to go through, because it's going to be situations we're going to be in throughout the year. Getting these experiences in the preseason is going to be great for this group.
And amongst those reserves, did you like the fight from them to storm back in the last couple minutes?
I absolutely did. That's the nature of this team. That's the identity of this team. No matter the score, no matter the time, we're going to continue to fight till that final horn goes off.
Yeah, very good. All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, sir.